Good morning. Today we're going to have a summary and conclusion of the topic that we've been learning based on the pasuk in this week's parsha, Parshas Chayisara, Vayetze Yitzchak Lasuach Basada Lifnos Arev. Chazal tell us that he went out to daven mincha. And in fact, the Gemara tells us that it was Yitzchak that instituted our davening of Tfilas Mincha based on this pasuk. So we're going to have an overview of the topic that we did this week, and also we're going to have a new question at the end. On what basis are certain people lenient to daven after Shkia, and maybe even significantly after Shkia? So we started out by saying, discussing the importance of being strict on davening mincha. The Gemara tells us that we have to be zahir, we have to be very careful. Davening mincha, apparently in its proper time, Sharei Eliyahu lo ne'ena ela b'tfilas mincha, because Eliyahu HaNavi was answered when he was competing effectively with the Nevi'ei HaBaal, who would HaKadosh Baruch Hu answer Eliyahu or all of them. And Eliyahu obviously was answered, and it was at the time specifically of Mincha. We also discussed the two different times, two different concepts of Mincha. Mincha Gedola, starting at 6.5 hours into the day, and Mincha Ketana, starting at 9.5 hours into the day. And we asked the question, when is the first time we can daven mincha, and when's the ideal time we should daven mincha? And we saw the opinion of the Tor, Shizman Mincha Hu Mishei Shaos Amasksa, that the time of mincha starts lechatchila from 6.5 hours into the day, and it runs from there through the end of the day, which we will define shortly. And we have the opinion of the Rambam, and this is how the Shulchan Aruch paskins, and this is the language of the Shulchan Aruch. Mishi yispala tfilas amincha la'achar vav shos umetzo lamala yatza. Anyone who davens mincha at mincha gedola, which is from 6.5 hours into the day, that person is yotze. That means it's bidyeved. The time period between mincha, the beginning of mincha gedola, 6.5 hours, and up till mincha katana, 9.5 hours, that is going to be bidyeved according to that. The Shulchan Aruch continues, v'ikar zmana miteshos u'mechso lamala. The ideal time to daven is from 9.5 hours until the end of the day. So in fact, the Mishnah Berurah and the Aruch HaShulchan tells us that it's not as simple as it looks, that we're davening bidyeved if we daven in mincha gedol. In fact, what it means is all else equal, somebody should daven mincha ketana from 9.5 hours till the end of the day during that time period. But if not, all else is equal. For example, somebody has a bona fide reason that he wants to daven early. He's not going to make a minyan. He wants to eat a meal, and you shouldn't be eating a meal before davening mincha. He has meetings, he's going to be busy, whatever it may be, a real reason, then it's absolutely lechatchila to daven mincha gedola in those circumstances. So the next question is, when is the end time to daven mincha? And there we saw machlokas of the Rishonim. Is the end time to daven shkia, which is sunset, or is the end time up until tzeisa kochavim, which is nighttime when the stars come out? The psak of the Shulchan Aruch was ad halayla, until nighttime. The Ramah said similar. He said bidyeved, if it's a shas hadchak, then you can daven all the way up until tzeisa kochavim. But the Mishnah Berurah told us that despite the opinions of the Shulchan Aruch and the Ramah, many poskim disagree, and they are of the view that we have to finish davening our mincha by shkia and not tzeis ha-kochavim. So that is the entree into our next question. So really, can you daven after shkia? Because we have a number of opinions on this. So we said, Mishnah Berurah brings the Shulchan Aruch, and the Ramah says, I know they paskin that you can daven up until Tzeis HaKochavim, or close to Tzeis HaKochavim. Nonetheless, many poskim disagree, and the Mishnah Berurah paskins lechatchila, we have to be careful to only daven mincha up until Shkia. However, bidyeved, and only bidyeved, says the Mishnah Berurah, can you be lenient and rely on the lenient opinion, the makel opinion, that you can go after Shkia. And he says, up until a quarter of an hour, 15 minutes before Tzeis HaKochavim would be acceptable on a bidyeved level. The Emes Liakov of Yaakov Kamenetsky says all the way up until Tzeis HaKochavim would be acceptable bidyeved, and he says that could be a half an hour after Shkia, even more. It depends on the time of year, it depends on the location, the geography, latitude, longitude, and we do not baskin like the Gra, who is of the view that you can only daven mincha up until Shkia. Rather, Rav Yaakov Kamenetsky says, all the way up until Teisa Kol Chavim. There are a number of opinions on this, but it seems that the main opinion that we are rely on is that of Rav Eliashiv and others, that Bishas Atchak, when there's a need, we can daven up until 13 minutes after Shkia. So up until 13 minutes after Shkia, despite the Chazon Ish being strict, only up till Shkia, but that would apparently be the view that can be followed up until 13 minutes after Shkia Bishas Hadchak. So the next question then is, when we talk about the importance of davening by Shkia, does that mean finishing our Shmoneh Esrei or starting our Shmoneh Esrei? The Chazon Ish was of the view that you need to finish your Shmoneh Esrei by Shkia, not just start. And if you don't think you're going to be able to finish, don't bother starting. Daven Marav twice. The first one, Shmoneh Esrei, is for Marav. The second one is a Tashlumin, a makeup for Mincha. So that is the view of the Chazon Ish and also the Tshuvas Rav Palin. Although there are others who are more lenient. The Mishnah Berurah says, on a lechatchila basis, you should finish your Shmoneh Esrei by Shkia. However, b'dievet, it's okay if it continues after Shkia. The Orach HaShulchan was apparently the most lenient. He says if you start on time, as long as you start on time, it's considered that you daven tefillah b'zmana, even though the rest of your Shmoneh Esrei continues after the Shkia. We also had the question, is it preferable to daven b'yachidus before Shkia or b'tzibor with a minyan after Shkia? And we said that that is a machlokis. The Mishnah Berurah says daven before Shkia b'yachidus rather than not at the proper time. But we did bring the No de Bihuda and the Tshuva Sholom Meshiv that indeed were lenient to daven even after Shkia, as long as there's a bona fide time, as long as there is a shita that says you can still daven mincha, then wait for the minyan, even if it's after Shkia, rather than daven b'yachidus before. So our last question now of the sugya is, so why are there some people that are not strict about Zman Mincha? They let their Minchas extend. They'll start after Shkia and even sometimes 20, 30 minutes after Shkia. And certainly that is apparently not a lechatchila thing to do. That's b'dievet, and it should be done only b'shas atchak, and they do it on a regular basis. So the Minhag Yishol Torah brings from the Numuki or Achaim a couple of rationales why people are lenient to daven after Shkia. And the first one goes as follows: because people come to shul for both Mincha and Maariv together, and they're not going to stick around if it lasts too long from the beginning of Mincha till the end of Maariv. And the issue that we grapple with is that Maariv, we have the mitzvah mideoraisa of Kriyat Shema. So we want to be sure that we push the Maariv into the nighttime in order to fulfill the mitzvah midoraisa of Kriya Shema. Accordingly, we want to push Mincha later, not Maariv earlier, in order to address the concern that people aren't going to stick around for too long. So between the choice of pushing Mincha later and or Maariv earlier, we want to push Maariv later in order to fulfill the mitzvah of Kriyat Shema after Tzeisa Kochavim. Accordingly, Mincha gets pushed after Shkia. So that is one rationale why people are lax about this. He brings another rationale, that there's a concept brought by the Darkei Tshuva and others, that the Mincha is the time of Hitgavrus Hadinim, a time of judgment, a time of din. And accordingly, when we are davening Mincha and we're asking for things from HaKadosh Baruch Hu, we should try to avoid davening at a time of judgment and strictness and a time of effectively punishment, possibly. So we want to try to avoid davening at that time. So we push it until after Shkia, which is no longer the time of judgment, no longer the time of din. So that's the second rationale. Then the third rationale is the most halachic, that we saw the shita of Rashi, who was of the view that Me'ikar Adin, you could daven Mincha all the way up until Laila, all the way up until Tzeisa Kochavim. And that's indeed how the Shulchan Aruch paskind and the Ramah also paskind in that direction, although he says b'dievet shas achatkot. Still, we see that these pillars of Psak paskind that Me'ikar Din, one indeed can daven up until Tzeisa Kochavim, or as the Mishnah Berurah says, not up until, but b'dievet close to, with 15 minutes before Tzeisa Kochavim on a b'dievet basis would be acceptable. So that's the third rationale why people are lax about this issue. But really, we have to remember that we have the Mishnah Berurah telling us that many poskim disagree with the shitas of the Shulchan Aruch and the Ramah, and they are of the view that we have to daven our Shmoneh Esrei by Shkia, and that means really ideally, and according to poskim, it's required to finish our private Shmoneh Esrei before Shkia, before sunset. Have a wonderful day.